we start with the wild card qualifier, it seemed like you had an absolutely barnstorming day. It was a case of just wanting to get in there and get the job done as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I think so. I played pretty well all day, to be honest. First game against Nick Falwell was... I think it was a bit of a nervy affair, to be honest. I know him quite well. I know he's been playing pretty well. Certainly locally, he don't live too far away. He's from the Midlands area. And he's a very good player. Can beat anybody on his day. Excuse me. It was, you know, for a first... Well, it was a prelim when we were first game on. The thing is with these with the Grand Slam qualifiers, because there's so many players in, normally, you know, you could be first on, you could be on at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, because there's so many games going on. But the short format sort of helps the game sort of move quick. But I mean, to be drawn out first, it was quite a nervy affair to start with, but it was just about the one, I think, who took the chances. And I could have, in hindsight, I could have quite easily lost that game, but as soon as that was out of the way, I won that 4-2. But as soon as that was done, I went on a run of about 3 or 4 matches without dropping a leg. I just sort of getting the job done as quick, like you say, as quick as I could, and, you know, trying not to focus on qualifying too much, just taking it game at a time. And I think that's what you have to do, because it's such a mountain to climb, 7 or 8 rounds to win. If you look at the bigger picture, it's probably a bit tougher than taking it game at a time. So that's what I did. And in recent years, I've lost in the final match a couple of times, and I've got to sort of the quarterfinals every year bar one. So that's how much it's sort of been meaning to me, you know. So to actually qualify is a dream, because every year I set my targets, and one of my first targets is to qualify for the Grand Slam, although that's not until later in the year, the qualifier, but that's one of my first targets, and I'm just glad to have achieved it at last.
Having had that sort of that record in the qualifier, were there any nerves going into that final game? Because by looking at the scoreline, they wouldn't suggest that there were.
I think I was just so determined, to be honest. I didn't want to chuck the chance away. I just wanted to make sure that I know Matt Edgar very well as well. You know, it's on paper, maybe without being too disrespectful, it probably looked like an ideal draw, but he put out some quality players and played some brilliant stuff himself. So I knew what he was capable of. He's won on a big stage before, so I know he'd relish the opportunity to try and get in it himself. And when I spoke to him afterwards, you know, just sort of shook his hand and said, you know, all the best, and, you know, this, that and the other bit. And he was gutted, obviously. He was devastated because he wanted to be in it as well. But, and he's, like I say, he practices with Kev a lot now. So, you know, he's no mug, that's for sure. But I just tried to get in and get the job done as quick as I could, and I played quite well, certainly in that final game. I think it was 12 darts the last, I finished on 164. So I just wanted to cross the line, and I will be honest, it was a bit emotional. Debbie was there, and she knew what it meant to me, and everybody got pushed out of the way so I could get to it, if you know what I mean. And yeah, I started to well up a little bit, but yeah, I'm just over the moon at crossing the line, and now I'm really looking forward to getting stuck in now.
Obviously, as you say, the qualifications done, you've got the next challenge over the next week at Wolverhampton, and talking about draws, you've got obviously Merv and James in your group as well. How did you greet the draw?
To be honest, I mean, when you look at the lineup, it's not going to be easy anyway, because they're all in pots of 8. I mean, I know how it works, even though I've never played in it, because I still follow it as a fan when I'm not playing. Do you know what I mean? I still do applaud good darts, and you know, cheer for both players, and you know, I'm like a kid watching football sometimes. It's ridiculous, but no, I mean, I know it was tough. It's always going to be tough, but to be honest, I think it's certainly not doable. I'm quite looking forward to the fact of playing both James and Merv, Antonio Shea, you know, as a class player himself. So, I'm really looking forward to that. The thing that does sort of inspire me a little is the format as well, because it's only the best of 9. So it's quite, you know, and I think that probably suits my game more than a longer format, to be honest. But that's not saying that if I'm to go, you know, through the group, and which I'm obviously looking at doing, I won't be ready for a long format, but certainly... It's going to be a bit cutthroat, and it's about hitting the ground running in each match, because, you know, if you're two or three legs down, it's going to be hard to claw back. Whereas later on in the tournament, it's not so bad. So I'm just really sort of overwhelmed with the achievement, and I'm just really looking forward to getting stuck in and sort of making sure that I start well in each game and sort of get the 2 points on the board in each game, obviously. So that's the important thing.
With the Unibet Masters last weekend, obviously everybody knows what happens, but, you know, with James Wade and Merv in the final, and a little bit of drama, shall we say, on the final evening, because such a lot has been made about that, does that make you... How do you take that? Do you think that perhaps, you know, the attention will be on them, so it gives you an opportunity to sneak around the outside part?
I think so, yeah. I mean, as soon as the draw was done, it was highlighted that they've been drawn together again. I don't think there was anything... you know, any needle as such between them. I think it was just the fact that James, obviously, his celebration was, I think it would be how everybody would celebrate from such a deficit. I mean, last year myself, I was 9-3 up against Simon Whitlock in the Europeans, and he come back and beat me 10-9, and he ran off and done a dance around the stage, and it's just adrenaline, that's all that is. I mean, Merv had his chances to win the game, and to be honest, he should have won the game, but, you know, these things happen, and sometimes there's no explanation why. You know, just don't. You know, the line just can't be crossed sometimes, and that's it. And fair play to James for coming back. You know, his bottle was amazing, but I think the focus will be on the pair of them, because I think probably they'll be anticipating a bit of needle, but I don't think there will be any. It's only like a race to five, like I say. So it's probably nothing. Going to be nothing like the final last week. But the good thing is, I mean, everybody in the group plays each other, so we know we've got that to look forward to. I've got to play the pair of them, Antonio Shea. So, like I say, I'm looking forward to getting stuck in. I've got James' first match, my first match in the tournament. Last game on Saturday night, so I'm just going to get myself prepared for that, and then obviously be ready for whoever I play in the next game, because it's only the following day. You don't get a lot of chance of rest in between or time to dwell on things, or you've just got to get the job done as quick as you can, I think. And